Hi, welcome to episode 459 of the Fantastic Forecast. I'm Dave Elliott, and according to Wikipedia, the main industry of Latveria is the production of green capes. Today, the 459th issue of the Fantastic Four, it's Fantastic Four Volume 3, Number 30, from June 2000. Latveria by Chris Claremont and Salvador La Roca. And so Dr. Doom has returned home, finally, to Latveria, to a hero's welcome. However, it's not really Dr. Doom. It's Reed, trapped in the Dr. Doom armor, and he's got a new wife, Susan Storm Richards Von Doom. But really, it's just Reed's same old wife, with a tiara. And Ben and Johnny are tagging along, and they've never had such a warm welcome to Latveria before. So Reed, I'll call him Dr. Fantastic, stands in the town square, and the crowd cheers. They have to cheer, or else! Johnny notices that Reed seems to be enjoying all the attention. Well, it is the 21st century now, and back in America, no one loves the SF like that anymore. Sue is a little creeped out by how Reed is basking in all the glory. She saw him last issue take his mask off, so she knows that he's not really trapped in the armor, but she's not letting him know that she knows yet until she finds out what's going on. The crowd cheers for the Baroness Von Doom, and Reed gives her a hug. And Sue is thinking, I want so much to believe in you, but I dare not. They get back to the castle, and Doom has been away for a long time. He hasn't been there since the onslaught mess that started Heroes Reborn, and the castle has fallen into a state of severe disrepair. That's the problem with having a bunch of robot servants. They don't give a damn if there's a hole in the roof. Once inside, Reed expresses interest in all of Dr. Doom's crazy inventions. And to keep them from falling into the wrong hands, he plans to take them all for himself. It's such an American thing to do. Maybe he can keep all those dangerous weapons back at FF headquarters, in the room next to Franklin's bedroom, where nothing bad would ever happen. Reed heads off by himself, and Sue is approached by a dude named Dieter. And what does he want? For her to touch his monkey! Touch him! Touch his monkey! Love him! No, he's the household chief of staff, who's done a terrible job letting the place go to shit. And he's there with Sue's schedule. As the Baroness of the Kingdom, she has a lot of things to do. Meet with her staff, wardrobe fittings, delegations, visits to the hospitals and schools, and award ceremonies. Who gets an award in Latveria, other than Dr. Doom? Johnny asks Dieter if they have anything for Ben and him to do, and Dieter bluntly replies, no. And so the two guys go off together on what appears to be a nice romantic stroll through a large elaborate garden. Johnny expresses concern that they're taking orders from Dr. Doom, no questions asked, because it's Reed in that armor. Johnny goes on to say that sometimes Reed sounds more like Dr. Doom all the time, more and more, and it's freaking him out. It's been a long time since I've read these issues. I don't remember what's going on myself. Sounds like Reed and Doom were merged into one being? I don't know. Back with Dr. Fantastic, we see that he's been spying on Ben and Johnny, and when Johnny says he's sounding more and more like Dr. Doom, Dr. Fantastic says he takes that as a compliment. Ben says it feels weird coming to Latveria and not having to fight any Doom bots. Dr. Fantastic says, you should be careful what you wish for. And he hits a big red button. And then he lies to Ben and Johnny, calling them up on the communicator and telling them that some Doom bots have malfunctioned and needs to be taken care of. It doesn't occur to Ben and Johnny that they were just talking about fighting Doom bots. And what a coincidence, all of a sudden, they have to fight some Doom bots. So the robots show up, and they start shooting at Ben and Johnny, and they start fighting back. And why did Reed do that anyway? Because this issue was almost halfway over, and they needed an action scene. Sue hears a commotion outside, and she heads outside to see what's going on, even though Dieter says it's no concern of hers. She finds Ben and Johnny tearing into a group of Doom bots, and they seem to be enjoying themselves. You know, you can't go to Maine without eating lobster, You can't go to New Orleans without listening to some live music. And you can't go to Latveria without fighting some Doombots. It's their main tourist attraction. And then, trouble happens. A Doombot squirts an extinguisher on Johnny, and he's about to pound Johnny into the ground when Sue shows up just in time and rips a hole in the robot with a well-placed force field. So the rest of the robots are beaten, and Reed comes back over the communication system and tells everyone to get back to their duties. The robots are taken care of. Even though Johnny and Ben don't have any duties. Sue sarcastically says, "Well, gentlemen, we have our marching orders." And Ben can tell that something is on her mind and she doesn't want to talk about it. So later that night, Sue has dinner and asks where Doom is, and the servants tell her that he's unavailable. And when she goes to bed, she asks the servants where Doom is, and they say that he's unavailable again. She's really starting to worry about what the hell is going on with her husband. Is he turning into her worst enemy? So she falls asleep, and she has a dream. And in her dream, she's in the flooded New York City of Planet Doom, the Heroes Reborn world, and she comes across the real Dr. Doom wearing some kind of makeshift armor, not his real armor. It's like some kind of Inception thing where he's used his magic to appear to her in her dream. He tells her that he needs her help.
"What makes you think I'll listen?"
she replies. He says that Reed is in danger, and he needs his armor back so he can bring order to the chaos of this world. He needs her to turn on a teleportation terminus back at Castle Doom so he can teleport over. Also, at this point in time, he needs his armor back so he can accept George W. Bush's offer to be his running mate. He explains that the armor is taking over Reed's mind and possessing him and making him think he really is Dr. Doom. It could happen. The same thing happened to me one year when I went as O.J. Simpson for Halloween. And, I whacked a couple of people. The mask made me crazy! They brought that excuse in court, and I'm sticking with it.
"You're asking me to betray the man I love," Sue says.
And Doom replies, "You know I speak the truth. What remains is that you act upon it." Just then, Sue was woken up by her husband. He said that he heard her crying out in her sleep. He asks if she's okay, and she lies and says it was only a dream. The next day, Sue, Ben, and Johnny are plundering Castle Doom, starting with the cosmic energy siphon used by Doom to steal the Silver Surfer's powers. Reed is sitting on his Doctor Doom chambers, watching them on a monitor, and eavesdropping on them as Sue complains about all her duties as the Baroness. Reed says to himself, "There are far worse fates than to be Doom's Baroness, especially considering the future I have planned for our family and our world." Sounds like he's up to no good. Later that night, Sue is asleep, and the real Dr. Doom appears to her again, telling her that his armor is haunted, and he needs it back, for Reed's sake. And back with Reed, he's making plans to turn the Sahara Desert into fertile farmland. That bastard! Just think of all the American farmers who would lose their jobs. He really has gone evil. The next day, Sue, Ben, and Johnny are looking around Doom's library. And if you ever want to learn a lot about someone, look on their bookshelf. I always hide my books when people come over to visit. I don't think I need to give them out that much information about myself. And there in Doom's library, the gang are understandably freaked out by Doom's selection of books on black magic and mysticism. Sue suggests that maybe they can give all these books to Doctor Strange. Oh, poor Doctor Strange. That's probably all he ever gets for Christmas, are books on magic. Oh, drats! Another copy of Black Magic for Dummies! What I really wanted was a copy of The Wedding by Daniel Steele. Would that be too much to ask? Back with Reed, he's trying to come up with a computer virus that would disable military forces of the great powers of the world. Well, that kind of sounds like a good idea, but just think about how that would put us at the mercy of the world's worst terrorist. That night, the FF are sitting down for a formal meal with Reed at the head of the table. Ben asks Reed why he's been avoiding them, and he replies that he's just been so busy, too much to do. Sue excuses herself saying that she has a headache and goes to bed. She just wants to get back to her intense dreams about Dr. Doom. And when he comes to her in her dreams, he says, "You know full well what is happening in my castle. You know what you have to do." She wakes up in the middle of the night and decides to break a window in Reed's lab. And an alarm goes off, and a bunch of robots show up to take her into custody. Reed asks what's going on, and she says that she wants to go home. He replies that they are home, which is not what Sue wanted to hear. She breaks free of the robots and heads to this hidden alcove in the castle with Ben and Johnny, who wonders what she's up to. Reed uses an energy pulse to shatter her force field, and he tells Ben to hold on to her. But she's at the teleportation terminal the real Dr. Doom told her about, and she turns it on, and then the real Dr. Doom suddenly appears. He tells Reed that his charade is over, prepare to be humbled, and get ready to meet the fate he so richly deserves. And with that, the issue ends, and I must say, this has probably been one of my favorite issues of the FF in quite a while. I like that we finally know what's going on with Reed. He's been taken over by the suit. And considering Doom's magical nature, the haunted suit kind of makes sense. I like the fact that Sue is put in this horrible position of having to help Dr. Doom, which is an interesting dilemma. I like Reed's crazy ideas for saving the world. Disabling the world's military forces? Ugh. He's totally going to vote for Ralph Nader in November, isn't he? And I like the idea of the FF hanging out in Castle Doom, without Dr. Doom around. Looking around at all his stuff, being nosy, poking around. I don't think it's something we've ever seen before. It's fun. And I don't believe I've said this yet either, but I think Salvador LaRocca is getting a lot better as the run has gone on. He is much better at setting up a scene and telling a story in a way that doesn't confuse the living crap out of me. Whenever Sue has one of her dreams, he has this scratchy outline around the panel, so we instantly know it's a dream. And when the FF are having dinner together in the first panel, he draws all four of them at the table, so we know exactly who's in the scene. It's simple things like that that make the story so much easier to follow. And I don't think he did that very well earlier in the run. So that's it for now. If you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. You can download other episodes of iTunes or find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over. Single down the only